الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our new silsila on Madani Channel entitled, O You Who Believe. InshaAllah Azawajal, in this new silsila, we'll be sharing with you some pearls of wisdoms from selected verses of the Holy Quran. Before moving on to the main topic of our silsila, let's share with you a virtue and blessing of reciting peace and blessings, reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's reported that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, whosoever recites Durood Sharif upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we look around us in the world that we live in, we find that there are many difficulties, there are many trials, many tribulations, and many calamities. And it seems like whoever we speak to is afflicted with a different type of misfortune and a different type of trial. When surrounded by all of these difficulties, trials and tribulations, the question must arise in our minds: what is the means of getting ourselves out of these difficulties? What is the means of salvation from these trials and tribulations? This exact same question was once asked to Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, the blessed cousin, son-in-law and Khalifa of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the fourth Khalifa of Islam. He was asked, how can we save ourselves from fitan, from trials and tribulations? And he replied with a beautiful response. He stated, as reported by Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah in his Jami', he said, the solution for salvation from trials and tribulations, Kitabullah, fihi naba'u ma kana qablakum wa khabru ma ba'dakum. He said that the solution and the salvation from trials and tribulations is the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Quran, the source of wisdom, which contains news and information of that which came before you, and which contains news and information of that which will come after you. وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ. And that blessed book, that book of wisdom and guidance, which contains rulings and judgments of everything that occurs between you. وَالْفَصْلُ لَيْسَ بِالْهَزْلِ. And that blessed book, the Holy Quran, which is decisive and in which there is nothing to be taken lightly. And then he continued teaching us the virtues of the Holy Quran, and how the Qur'an is our source of guidance and our means of success. He further described the Qur'an and he stated, وَهُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ. And the Holy Qur'an is the firm rope of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَهُوَ ذِكْرُ الْحَكِيمِ. And the Holy Qur'an is the wise remembrance. وَهُوَ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And the Holy Qur'an is indeed the straight path. And then furthermore he mentioned the beauty and the wisdom of the Holy Qur'an, and how the wonders and the wisdoms of the Holy Qur'an are so vast, vaster than even the greatest of oceans. He states, وَلَا يَشْبَعُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَلَا يَخْلَقُ عَلَىٰ كَثْرَةِ الرَّدْ. He says that the ulama, the people of knowledge, when they recite the Holy Qur'an, they are never satiated, they are never filled, because the Qur'an contains so much knowledge. The Qur'an contains so much wonders. And then he moves on and he says, that the Holy Quran, unlike other books, does not become boring upon repeated recital. Any other book, any book which is man-made, whether it might be the best-selling novel of the time, when a person has read it once, twice, three times, a stage comes when a person becomes bored of reading that novel. A person becomes bored because he knows exactly what's going to come in the next chapter. But the Holy Quran is the complete opposite of this. And this is the unique beauty of the Holy Quran. And Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu is highlighting this unique beauty of the Quran when he says that the Holy Quran is that book, that blessed book of guidance, which does not get boring even if it is repeatedly recited. And then he says, وَلَا تَنْقَدِي عَجَائِبُهُ. And the ajaib, the wonders, the amazements of the Holy Quran, the miracles of the Holy Quran, never cease. They never finish. They never end. In fact, and he quotes a verse of the Holy Quran, he says that in fact, even the jinn, when they heard the Holy Quran, they stated, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Quoting from the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Jinn, that when the jinn heard the recitation of the Holy Quran, heard the words of wisdom from the lips of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they heard the recitation of the final revelation, they said, indeed, we have heard an amazing, a wondrous Quran, a wondrous recital. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu concluded by saying, مَنْ قَالَ بِهِ صَدَقَ. Whoever speaks according to the Holy Quran has spoken the truth. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ أُجِرَ. And whoever acts upon the Holy Quran will be rewarded. وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِهِ عَدَلَ. And whoever judges according to the Holy Quran has indeed done justice. وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And whoever calls towards the Holy Quran, indeed such an individual is guided towards the straight path. SubhanAllah. So from this we learn that the Holy Quran is our source of salvation. The Holy Quran is the answer to all of our problems that we face. The Holy Quran is the link between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has sent us a message, guidance for all of mankind. And the entire Quran, every single verse, is a sign and a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the perfection, the linguistic beauty of the Quran, the knowledge that is found in the Quran, is unique and unmatched. Within the Holy Quran, there are certain verses which have been started, which have been begun with different phrases. And in the Holy Quran, especially in those verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed people, there are various types of address that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has used. In this silsila, insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will be focusing on those verses of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly addressed the believers. Those verses within the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given commandments to the believers, instructions to the believers, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the believers to refrain from certain things by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe. Now when we reflect upon the beauty of this address, in the light of the comments of the Mufassirun, the scholars of the commentary of the Quran, the likes of Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi in his tafsir Kabir, he says something very, very beautiful. He says there are approximately 90 verses of the Quran which begin with this phrase, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe. And it's also mentioned in the tafsir, in the commentaries, under this phrase, O you who believe. A beautiful statement of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he once said, whenever you hear the statements of Allah Azza wa Jal, O you who believe, whenever you hear in the Holy Quran these approximately 90 verses in which Allah Azza wa Jal is directly addressing the believers, whenever you hear Allah Azza wa Jal saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, then lend your ears to that statement. Listen carefully to that statement. فَإِنَّهُ خَيْرٌ يَأْمَرُ بِهِ. Because indeed, that is goodness which Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering you with. Or it is شَرٌ يَنْهَى عَنْهُ. Or it is evil which Allah Azza wa Jal is preventing you from. Which Allah Azza wa Jal is forbidding you from. Whenever you hear the statement, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, this is a moment for your ears to listen carefully, for your heart to focus, to pay attention. Because you know, when Allah Azza wa Jal is using this honorable address, this merciful address, when Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, O you who believe, then indeed, after these words, there will definitely either be one of two things. Either Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering us to do some goodness, some act of piety, some act of goodness, or Allah Azza wa Jal is alerting us to some type of evil which we must as believers refrain and abstain from. And in Al-Itqan fi Ulum Al-Quran, Al-Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he mentions that there are over 30 manners, 30 methods, 30 styles in which Allah Azza wa Jal has addressed different people in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has addressed His prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal has addressed the believers. Allah Azza wa Jal in some verses has addressed mankind in general. And when listing these approximately 30 manners of addressing people, he mentions one of the ways or the manners in which Allah Azza wa Jal addresses people. And he says that this is known as khitabul madh, which means the address of praise. And what is the address of praise? He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. When Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, O you who believe, He is highlighting the praiseworthy quality of belief in those who are being addressed. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we hear these verses of the Holy Quran addressing the believers, we should know that Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing me and you. Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing those who have faith in their hearts. Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing the people of Iman. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, as we go through the various episodes, we'll be discussing some of these verses of the Quran in no particular order, in which Allah Azza wa Jal has specifically addressed the believers and instructed them with the words, O you who believe. We'll be discussing the concept of Iman and delving further into the statement itself, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. When we know what belief is, and we know the virtue of belief, and we know what great a treasure this is, and how lucky we are, how fortunate we are to have this treasure in our hearts, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will furthermore have the ability to understand the importance of these verses of the Quran. So what is Iman and who are the believers? The scholars define Iman as testifying and believing in everything that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with. The entire religion, the entire deen that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Iman has many different branches. In some ahadith, it's mentioned that Iman has 70 something branches. In some narrations, it mentions it has 60 something branches. And in one narration, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una aw bid'un wa sittuna shu'ba. That Iman, faith or belief, has 70 something or 60 something branches. فَأَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And the most virtuous of these branches is the statement لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that there is no being worthy of worship except for Allah. وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ الطَّيِّقِ. And the lowest of these branches is removal of harm from the pathway. Even removing harm from a pathway is a part of our deen, part of our faith, part of our belief, subhanAllah. And then he alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And modesty is a branch of faith. And there are many ahadith which talk about the perfection and completion of Iman. As believers, as those who have faith, it's important that we strive to complete and perfect our faith. In one narration it's mentioned, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. That whoever loves anybody for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whenever he hates anybody, he hates somebody for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. If he dislikes something, he dislikes something for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. When he gives for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. And whenever he prevents, whenever he holds back for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. When a person does all of these things, فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, then such a person has perfected his faith. Subhanallah. And when talking about perfection of faith, in one narration, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has also said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. that none of you can be a true believer. None of you can have perfect faith until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And furthermore, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That none of you can have true faith, none of you can have perfection of belief until I become more beloved to him than his father, than his children, and than all of mankind. When a person begins to love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than the rest of mankind, this is a sign that a person has become a true believer, that a person's faith has attained perfection. And the amazing thing about faith, about belief, is that belief, faith, iman, this is the key to paradise. This is the key to everlasting success in the gardens of paradise, to the extent that on the Day of Judgment, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permission to intercede. And the hadith states that our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be given permission. Go and take out those people who have iman in their heart, even if that iman is equal to the weight of a grain of wheat, or even a seed of barley. Then the hadith states, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will take those people out. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam will ask Allah azza wa jal again, and praise Allah azza wa jal again. And then the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be told to go and intercede and take out those people from the fire of hell who have in their heart iman, belief, faith, which is even less than a grain of wheat, even less than a seed of barley, the weight of even a mustard seed. Allahu Akbar. Even those who have iman in their heart, equivalent to a mustard seed, will benefit from the intercession of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such is the blessings of iman. Subhanallah. And then, not only this, then the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on that day, on the Day of Judgment, will go into prostration again, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. He will be given permission to intercede again. And this time, he will be told, go and bring out of the fire of hell all of those who have in their heart as much faith as even the smallest grain of mustard. And beyond this, even a speck of dust, even if somebody has iman in their heart, equivalent to the amount of a speck of dust, even such people, due to the blessings of that iman, due to the blessings of that faith, due to the blessings of that belief, will benefit from the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as believers, as people of faith, as people of iman, it's important for us to try to achieve not only perfection of faith, but also to taste the sweetness of faith. And tasting the sweetness of faith is something where a person becomes so sure about his iman, about his belief, that he feels so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so close to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in one hadith, our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us three ways of attaining the sweetness of faith. He alayhi salatu wasalam said that there are three characteristics, three qualities, that whichever person they are found in, then that individual will taste the sweetness of iman. Subhanallah. What are those three qualities? The first, for Allah and His Messenger, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be more beloved to that person than everything other than them. When a person truly loves Allah Azza wa Jalla and truly loves His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else, more than anybody, and more than anything else, then that person has taken the first step to attaining the sweetness of iman. The second thing mentioned by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِن يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, that a person loves another human being, a person loves another person, and he loves him only and only for the sake of Allah azza, sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't love him for any worldly benefit. He doesn't love him because of some favors that he's done for him. He doesn't love him out of fear of retribution or out of fear that the person might harm him. He loves him solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the second step to attaining the sweetness of iman. The third thing, the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَأَن يَكْرَهَ أَن يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَن يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ, that a person dislikes to fall into disbelief. A person dislikes to return to disbelief, just like he would dislike to be thrown into a burning fire. In the same way that a person would hate to be thrown into a burning fire. Similarly, a person's faith should be so strong that he dislikes to return to disbelief, just like he would dislike to be thrown into that burning fire. When a person attains these three characteristics, then that individual will taste the sweetness of Iman. And in one narration, the beloved Prophet ﷺ talked about the taste of Iman and the sweetness of Iman. And this is something we should all be striving to attain. In this narration it states, our beloved Nabi ﷺ said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. That individual has indeed tasted the sweetness of Iman. That individual has tasted the beautiful taste of Iman. Who? The one who is content, the one who is satisfied, the one who is pleased with Allah as his Lord, the one who is content and satisfied with Islam as his religion, and the one who is content and satisfied with Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as his messenger. Subhanallah. These are those attributes of the believers which lead them to attaining the sweet taste of Iman. And furthermore, the Holy Quran also teaches us how we can strengthen our Iman. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the believers and talks about the attributes of the believers, who true people of faith are. It's important for us to reflect on this verse of the Quran and ask ourselves the question whether we are true believers or not. And it's important for us to try to create these attributes within ourselves, to try to develop these characteristics within ourselves, so we too can be included amongst the true people of faith. Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the true believers and the state of the believers when the verses of the Quran are recited to them, when Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned to them. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in this series, we'll be reciting the verses of the Quran and studying the teachings, the messages in these verses of the Quran. So what should our reaction be? What should our state be when these verses of the Quran are recited to us? Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Indeed, the believers are only those whose hearts are fearful when Allah is mentioned. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the verses of Allah are recited to them, when the verses of the Almighty are recited to them, the iman gets stronger. The iman strengthens. So when we hear the verses of the Holy Quran, when Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned to us, in particular, in the verses of the Quran that we will be discussing in this silsila, the verses in which we as believers have been directly addressed by Allah Azza wa Jal, in which Allah Azza wa Jal is saying to us, O you who believe, when we hear these verses of the Quran, our hearts should become fearful. When we hear these verses of the Quran, our iman should strengthen. Our iman should become stronger. And in these verses of the Quran, approximately 90, as was mentioned, such a huge scope, such a vast scope of material and topics has been mentioned. Such topics such as etiquettes, manners, good conduct, fulfilling the rights of others, having regard for what is halal and what is haram, obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger alayhi salatu salam, the reality of this temporary world, preparing for the hereafter, patience and prayer, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal, piety, respect, honor and reverence for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rules and principles to make one's personal life peaceful and to establish a harmonious society, spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, fulfilling religious and worldly responsibilities, and much, much more. These are just a few of the topics that we will touch on in the light of these approximately 90 verses of the Holy Quran. These teachings, this guidance, this wisdom, these instructions, that if we act upon, if we implement, not only will we see the blessings in our own personal lives, not only will we see the blessings of this in our familial life, not only will this help us establish an Islamic environment in our home, but also it will help us to establish a just and harmonious society wherever we live. Not only will this benefit us in this life, but more importantly, it will give us benefit and blessings in the hereafter. All of these verses, beginning with the beautiful words, Oh, you who believe. And this is such a beautiful address. As believers, when we hear this, it should make it easier for us to act upon whatever instruction follows these words. The scholars say that one wisdom of using these blessed words, as we heard earlier, Allah Azza wa Jal is giving this address, this special khitab of honor, directly to the believers. This is for those who have belief. And people in previous nations were not blessed with this khitab, were not blessed with this address, were not blessed with this way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling out to them. So we should realize what a great honor this is. And scholars say that another wisdom of these words, O you who believe, is that Allah Azza wa Jal is showering His love and mercy upon the believers by addressing them in this honorable way. As a means of this honorable address, those hearing it will become more eager to act upon the commandments or prohibitions found in these verses. These commands or prohibitions may have otherwise been difficult for them to act upon. But when these commands and prohibitions are preceded by the words, O you who believe, then they are happily and eagerly obeyed because of the beautiful and merciful style of address and manner of expression. And scholars say that without comparison, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no comparison. But if you imagine a mother who wants to give her ill child medicine, and she wants to make her child feel better, she wants her child to become cured from that illness. But the medicine that she's going to give is bitter, and the child is refusing to drink it. The mother knows how important it is for the child to drink that medicine. She wants the betterment of that child. So she calls out to the child, and she speaks to the child, and she addresses the child. But when she does so, she doesn't do it in a stern way or a strict way. She doesn't shout, she doesn't express anger, but rather she calls out to that child. She addresses that child with mercy and affection. She says, O my beloved son, O peace of my heart, O my beloved, in a manner that is kind and caring. So the child is drawn towards her, and the bitterness of the medicine can in effect be sweetened by the merciful and kind words of the mother. So the child can take that bitter medicine and gain the betterment of his health. And nothing can compare to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The kindness of Allah Azza wa Jal is so vast. The kindness of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is so huge, that the mercy of a mother is nothing in comparison to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. When Allah Azza wa Jal is wanting us to do certain things for our own good, when Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us to adopt certain characteristics for our own betterment, Allah Azza wa Jal is guiding us, Allah Azza wa Jal is educating us, Allah Azza wa Jal is developing us, Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering us to do certain things for our own good, for our own betterment. But these things might be things that we could find difficult to do. Our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal is also telling us to refrain from certain things for our own good, to stay away from certain things, to abstain from certain things for our own benefit. But it might well be that we find it difficult to stay away from those things. So to make all of this easier for us, to make it easier for us to act upon those things, for us to follow those things, to adopt those things, those good things which Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to follow, and for us to be able to stay away from, to abstain from those evil things which Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to refrain from, Allah Azza wa Jal makes it easier for us. He calls out to us in His final revelation, the source of guidance for all mankind, with this address of mercy and kindness, granting us honor and respect, saying, O you who believe. When we hear this address, O you who believe, this address of mercy, this address of kindness, then any commandment, any prohibition which follows becomes easier for us to follow. Subhanallah. Such is the mercy and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in our next episodes, we'll come to those verses of the Quran one by one, InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in no particular order, which starts with this phrase, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, and we'll see what guidance, what teachings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing us with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to study the Holy Quran and to act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep tuned to all of the silsilas of Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.